but she couldn't seem to move her feet. She didn't feel ready. Ginny curled her toes into the damp sand and squeezed Dean's fingers. He squeezed back, but then let go, leaving Ginny's hand lonely. She dropped it to her side. Last year, there had been a boy in the boat, yellow-haired Sam, who now stood on the other side of Dean, sniffling. Always sniffling. Sam had belonged to Dean, had stumbled along after him like a shadow wherever he went. Sam had shared Dean's sleeping cabin and been always underfoot, learning the island from the tall boy who would be leaving now so suddenly. This new arrival was a girl, of course. It was a girl year. Her eyes were huge in her face, stunned. Her chin trembled, and her black curls were damp with sea spray. The girl was pretty, but that didn't matter. Really, kids all looked the same sitting in the boat, boy or girl, fat or thin, dark or light. They looked damp, lost, and snot-faced. The salt spray made their noses run. Now everyone was waiting for Ginny to say something. She was taking too long, and she knew it, but it was hard to speak.